Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the viral poop talent show, Kim Petras' slut pop, my trip to the wild mushroom fair, the mess of Kanye West, and Trisha Paytas' pregnancy announcement. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
When someone tickles the eyeball.
Okay, maybe that's why another Valentine's alone.
Hell yeah.
Hey, happy Valentine's, my little galentine.
Hey, did you see my tweet?
I did. It was very on brand.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I love to be on brand.
I think I gave it a heart.
Oh, she liked it.
I didn't say I liked it. I just gave it a...
She liked it.
To me, I'm not saying I like the tweet. I'm saying
I've seen it. The tweet. I see it. I recognize it. I know that it exists.
I'm giving you a affirmation that you still exist in the same world that I do.
Oh, God bless.
You're welcome.
We're in the same cinematic universe?
Yes. Yes.
Yes! Cool.
Hey, what's up? Did you watch the big old game?
I didn't consume an ounce of the game at all. For the first time in years, I didn't even turn it on. I didn't even look. I mean, I asked Siri a couple of times, like, what's the score? And she told me. My dad and my brothers were texting lots of updates throughout. I mostly kind of skimmed. I didn't see a commercial. I watched the Super Bowl halftime show before bed on YouTube. And it was dumb because it kept popping up ads. I was like, can't I just watch a 15-minute video in peace?
Of what?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
The halftime show. Oh, I thought you were saying it was a 15-minute video of...
The game?
Halftime, or I mean, of... No. Of Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, no, honey. The
like
halftime show.
Like a compilation. I was like, you seem
no,
fun.
Sorry. I don't know. Was I talking too fast? The Super Bowl halftime show I watched at right before
So
bed.
Did you like it? Who was there?
At the
Snoop?
Halftime? It was.
I saw Eminem was
Dr.
there.
Dr. Dre.
I consumed nothing.
Dr. Dre, Snoop, 50 Cent, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, that guy who drums, Anderson .Paak. Pack. I don't know. Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Yes.
Yeah. The memes are of her laying on her back. Did you see that at least?
Oh, I did see that, but I didn't know it was her or from the Super Bowl.
That was her. I thought her outfit looked great.
Great.
I was wondering how many of them were actually singing, because I don't think a lot of them were, but hey.
Who cares? I don't care. I don't. I don't care.
You brought it up. I didn't have the Super Bowl on my list of bullet
points. I mean of like, who is like, assessing live vocals and being like, you know what? It's the Super Bowl. Who cares? They're trying to like put on an extravagant like experience. They can't focus on if they're hitting the sharps or the flats or the...
Okay.
No?
Sure.
I mean, it's easy for me to say because like I know Gaga did sing live.
Hell yeah.
So like I'm not concerned.
I enjoyed it. I thought, wow, look at all these hits. All these people got hits. Well, in this dancery.
We didn't watch the Super Bowl, not for any reason. I was not drawn to it. If I were home, I don't know if I would have put it on. I think I would have rather worked on my Animal Crossing Island or streamed or Fortnite or anything.
Literally me. I started out playing a little Animal Crossing, then I watched some Netflix, and I thought, oh, God, how nice to not be around people or watching a game I don't care about.
Yeah, my Trader Joe's checkout man was like, so are you watching the big game this weekend? And I literally had completely forgotten. That was like my first reminder that it was even happening. And I said, no, who's playing? And he said, Los Angeles. And I said, oh, hometown advantage. And did we have it?
You did. And they played it in LA. Did you have a like surplus of traffic?
No, not at all. And we were on the highway going, well, we got up super early yesterday.
Wow.
Because we had tickets. We had the hottest ticket in town to
the Mushroom Festival.
The Los Angeles Wild Mushroom Fair. And it was a journey.
I love that.
I got a mug. I got a mug. I got a magnet. And I got a t-shirt.
Oh, well, look at you.
I know.
You do love the merch table.
I do. I really do. I wanted... That was my biggest... Okay. It was an interesting adventure, but I could have done with a lot more, like, arts and crafts, like, booths. I wanted to see the mushroom girls out and about sharing their art.
Did you wear any of your mushroom apparel?
No. No, no, no. I did wear tie-dye, though. It was my subtle nod to the community.
Did you wear a bucket hat?
No, but Hudson did. He borrowed one of my... Oh, my God. So we were we got there a little bit late. At 9 a.m., they were starting this, like, a wild mushroom foraging session.
I was
going to
say, I hope you used the word...
Through the woods.
You didn't even get to forage with the girls?
Well, we got there at, like, 9:30.
Forages, girls. Forages, mushrooms.
Forages, girls. Because we got there at 9:30 because we had to stop for Starbucks because
oh,
like, you know what? It's Becca's big bidet out. We are going to stop. I said, you know what? Let's make coffee this morning. And he said, no, we're going to splurge today. We're going out for coffee. So we picked up Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. You were one of those girls who shows up to a meeting 5 minutes late and then, but has a Starbucks in her hand.
That was literally us. to the mushroom fair, and we were late for the foraging, which was a bummer. But then we were like, oh, I wonder if we can like just like see if we can find them around. We found a crew of maybe 30 people. I am not joking when I say half of them had bucket hats on. All of them had. I was like, my people. I didn't know bucket hats were like a vibe for I don't even know, foragers.
Hell yeah.
There was like a mushroom cooking classes, like demonstrations. There were, I don't know, just a bunch of booths of like people selling.
Did you taste any?
Their books and their this and their that. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Oh. But we got some... fresh mushrooms, lion's mane, got some, you know, it was an experience. I went into it really hoping for more like kooky mushroom aesthetic girls. And these were more so like scientists and nerds.
Oh.
Being all, you know, dweebalicious.
Did you walk around and just say, live people eat dead mushrooms and live mushrooms eat dead people?
I didn't. I stormed the stage and took the microphone to make that announcement.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go around whispering it.
I would.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That'd be my fun fact. Were there any icebreakers?
And then last night... No. Last night we got home and we watched Have You Seen J-Lo in the cell.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say
what
marry
the hell?
Me.
No.
I thought, is she sponsoring this podcast after sponsoring RuPaul's Drag Race? And she did also Celebrity Big Brother. Can you believe the budget, the budget for that movie?
Was what? Monumental?
No, I mean, they got spend on press, baby.
Well, I didn't catch the Celebrity Big Brother moment, no.
Well,
but I did watch The Cell, and it was incredible.
Yeah, isn't that when all they, like, plug a cord into your brain, a little, like, Matrix, a little, kind of? Don't you have to, like, go into a deep slumber or something to catch a killer?
Yeah, she meets up with people in their dreams.
Yes.
And she's, like, trying to... It's giving Halle Berry in The Operator. What's that movie called?
911?
Hello, Line 1. When, you know, emergency... Remember what that was?
Yes.
What was that?
The Call?
The Call. Oh, wait. It's only one letter off. The Call? The Cell?
Is it The Call? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2013.
Not to be confused with Backstreet Boys number 5 on the album, The Call.
Yeah. Isn't that
one of the
doesn't
best.
AJ have like a speaking moment in that? He's all doot 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 doot. He's like, hey baby, it's me.
It's equality.
I love that. And then there was also a Backstreet. Oh no, that's an NSYNC member. I was gonna say there was also a Backstreet Boy on Celebrity Big Brother, but I was wrong.
I heard somebody tweeted us and was like, "Ooh, I was listening to the latest Psychobabble, and I heard y'all talking shit about whoever was on. You wouldn't name names, but you were talking about Celebrity Big Brother, talking about whoever was on the like the announcement video. We talked about this last time.
Did we
time.
Talk shit?
Anyway, well, we didn't talk shit, but we were like a little bit like." And they were like, I had to go see if who you were talking about was who I was thinking about. And it was. And you are right. They are not being appreciated on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, did I voice that on the podcast?
I think I voiced that.
Oh, yeah. Twitter's really leaned into not liking them.
Well, I couldn't have predicted that.
Cool. Hey, did you submit a picture of your shit to the Tushy competition today to try to win
$10,000? We had Domino's last night. No.
I think they encourage you saying what you had for dinner.
No. Okay, so I saw this. So it's what? Tushy?
Tushy, former sponsor of ours.
Current? We don't... time is not just linear, baby. They are a sponsor always and forever. Yeah. There's no.
Did you hook your tushy up in the guest bathroom?
Quote unquote, yes. Because time is not linear. They are still a sponsor. They have a, what is it, a contest?
They're having,
or is it just kind of like a
contest.
Talent show?
Oh, God, probably a little bit of both. They're having a contest / talent show asking for people to tweet pictures of their big poop the day after the big game, and you could win $10,000.
Good for everyone involved.
Should
it work?
Should we check the hashtag?
No.
Yes. Who's
what's the hashtag?
I don't know. What poor social media manager is spending their Monday looking at hundreds of pictures of shit?
Hashtag tushy super bowel.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to tweet and say, Lord. Did you go? I'm not doing it. I won't. I thought.
I am not joking.
Are they gonna?
The first tweet, the top tweet, and it has no right being a top tweet. It has 2 retweets, 4 favorites, and 3 replies. So why is it a top tweet? It's a video.
Why is it a video?
It's a video of it leaving.
No. How did they film that?
And entering, and I am not joking. The caption says 3-foot, no break at least. And they're not joking. I'm watching the full...
But I
just saw the end of it. I just saw the end of it.
I was going to tweet because Lord knows there's like probably a Reddit that exists that people already share these kind of pictures. So what if you just replied to every tweet and was like, that's actually a picture of mine from Reddit. Like, how do they prove whose it is?
You thief. Yeah, you're right. You got you. Whoever does it, maybe they have to show their face with it and their username or something.
Listen, they tweeted out 7 pages of rules.
I am not joking. I scrolled down one more tweet and it was enough for me to leave. It was so wrong. Okay.
So you're not going to win the 10K?
I didn't say that.
You can if you don't want to tweet it publicly, you can DM them, they said.
And what, be announced that I'm the winner with no trace of why and everyone just being like, so you DM'd your shit and you won? What?
Hell yeah.
Fine, I'll do it.
I believe in you. Put it towards Crouton's college education.
Whew. Oh my goodness. I just, I remember the day that they announced that they were doing this competition and everyone talking shit, but I want to be like, well, we all contributed to a social media environment of engagement at any cost. So, like, what do you want? This is the world we've created for brands.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of poop humor this week in the news.
Is there?
Yeah. I also read that. You know, what's that? Why do I always forget what her last name is? The Kristen from that Good Place.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Wait, Kristen.
I found Kristen... Bell. Her and her, you know, she's married to that Dax guy.
Okay.
There was some article last week that said Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard revealed that their 7 and 8-year-old kids sleep in their bedroom every night with them and that the whole family's really gassy.
Okay.
why do people share this stuff? Who's asking these questions?
Hard hitters. Kristen Bell said her family farts so much they didn't smell rot in their home.
Yes. They had a mattress full of maggots and they couldn't smell it because all of them fart a lot in bed together.
A mattress full of maggots and their entire family shares one bed.
That's why.
They lock the doors, they shut all the windows, and they just fart in there.
I don't know if it's like conscious farting. Maybe when you're sleeping, like sometimes you fart.
Well, yeah. I wonder if so. When we take out the dogs, we have to walk past neighbors, or there's like areas where they know other dogs exist.
Nope.
You know. Yeah. And they're very like, okay, I'm peeing here. They have their trees that they love to pee at. They have their areas they love to like double pee at. Like they'll take turns peeing on one tree if it's like a super spot. Anyway, I'm like, if we don't give them a chance to stop to pee, do you think they just like spray just kind of like a light mist as we're walking by? Because I just kind of feel like they know they want to pee right there.
Do you think you could spray a light mist if you wanted to?
I don't know. Like a front crop dust? I don't know. A front crop.
Like a mister? Like when you're at like a Cedar Point and they've got the like water, the like water mists that you can walk through to cool down.
I stayed at an Airbnb once that had those surrounding the pool.
Yeah.
Whew, that was chic as hell.
Yeah, last time I was in Palm Springs. No. Recently when I was in Palm Springs, they definitely had that and I was into it.
Mister, that's an app to get,
what?
I think prep.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they sponsored me in some type of capacity, but I always see gays. They like, they sponsor all gays on Twitter who post like, you know, shirtless pictures and they're supposed to post a sexy, almost nude, and it's like there's Mr. Ad. You've never seen this?
Should I post an almost nude, sexy picture?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, sound it out first, but yes, I think.
But why? Then I'd have to invite people over and they'd see the maggots in my mattress.
Oh. Who else sleeps in your bed? Does it fit four?
Well, another mattress with maggots alone.
Okay, I guess my question is, of any story you can put out, because celebrities can put out whatever they want.
Right.
Celebrities can plant any PR story.
I remember from when that time when you were in Europe doing your own PR.
When? Where? What? Oh, it's slightly ringing a bell. What was that?
What was that?
I was like in the background of BBC news story or something, drunk. And
they like asked you for a quote, but I don't think they knew you were who you were.
They didn't, and my publicist was all like, "What are you up to?"
They thought
there?
You were just a boy.
Just a girl with a dream. It's like, have you ever stood outside of like the Today Show or
no,
something with a sign?
That sounds
when you're on a choir trip to New York.
Like the touristy stuff you have to do in New York just always sounds miserable. Like,
what do you mean?
Like standing outside of that and like holding signs and like asking
what would your sign say?
To come wave at you or something, or like watching the ball drop at Times Square at midnight.
Okay, in the pre-times, and not just pre-COVID, but like,
I guess. Do you know how cold
I think that
it
would be
is?
Kind of fun. I think that would be fun if I were like fucked up or on drugs or whatever.
No.
Like that could be a fun experience.
No, like even just like, don't you remember when we were at Outside Lands, how like that one stage was like crowded people and you guys ran in and I was like, no, thank you. Like, I don't need to be in a crowd like that.
I agree. It's straight culture going to the ball drop in New York.
Is it? Well, I've.
Do you know what any gay person that would ever do that?
I'm sure they exist. There's like.
If you're out there, send us a picture. If anybody's been to the New York ball drop, will you send us a picture on the Discord and say if it was a good or a bad experience? I would like to know because I don't. This seems to me like a. Is anybody actually there or are they all paid actors?
True. And then, like,
you know, events like that pay people to show up to fill space.
And then what? And then you all like walk back into the subway and you have to like then wait for a train and it's crowded City USA. And then it's just like crowd, 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 crowd. And then there's like those fucking mascots like Elmo, but they're all like dirty and they're like asking you. And like Batman's there. And then like.
They're people too. They're people too.
And they
want to
like
all...
take a picture with you.
They don't exist for no reason.
Yeah.
They are reinforced by
absolutely.
People giving them money for it.
But that I'm just saying that none of that sounds fun to me.
Corey, I would love if the two of us got full. At what point are they just furries though?
What do you mean? Oh, those things?
Elmo.
I think
in New York City.
I think the Slumber Party tour was. Borderline furries.
We were dabbling. I posted a TikTok that went kind of big this week that was like, it was, well, first of all, I did a TikTok, I did a stream where I turned myself into Monique, one of our Animal Crossing villagers. She's a hot, slutty cat. She's our carny.
I don't understand why you've made her slutty.
She's a
mole.
No, because she's like sultry. She gives me the AOL Instant Messenger like sexy lipstick with mole.
Is she like a
face.
Sculptress? Does she like play
this
the harp?
I
know who it is. Why are you acting like I don't know who this is?
No, I sent you a different text of the AOL slutty. You know what I'm talking about? She's like the hot AOL, the first slutty emoji.
Yeah.
Before emojis.
Well, now that the green M&M has to wear flats, we need more slutty cartoons.
Thank you. Well, I was doing TikToks as Monique, and then somebody was like, can you please stop cosplaying Animal Crossing villagers? It's giving me nightmares. So I reposted that with a video of me as Raymond from Halloween 2 years ago. And that kind of blew up, and everyone in the comments was like, Tyler Oakley furry era confirmed. And I was like,
true.
I'm not going to slow down the rumors, because of the video's doing well. So at what cost?
So now you've cosplayed as Raymond, Rodney, and Monique?
Did I ever do Rodney? Oh, I did do Rodney. Yeah.
When does the kink end? Who's next?
Well, I'm doing Marina next. Marina.
Oh, wow.
Marina's back. Are you gonna go, she left the island, but now she's back.
You gonna go full pink everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Marina's a pink octopus.
For anybody that doesn't know.
We've got a slutty cat, a cat with glasses, a pink octopus.
Who would you do?
Cosplay?
Yeah. Of your 10 villagers, who would you do?
Well, I just got the alligator.
Who?
I'm pretty sure they're non-binary.
Okay.
Their name is Drago or Drago.
Oh, I made a vacation home for Drago.
Yeah, well.
Drago.
They're at my island now. And
that's a pretty good one.
And
they're interesting.
I was looking for a lazy type, and then they were on my short list, and then I stumbled upon them while hunting, so here we are.
Here we are. Here I
Another
am.
Week.
Hey. Hi.
Did you want to talk the last 5 minutes about Drag Race? Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to see if there's anything else on my like list of things I wanted to make sure I brought up. Hey, I watched The Cable Guy, but I don't know if I brought that up last time. Have you seen Cable Guy?
Yes. Yes. My family.
We're on a Jim Carrey.
My family loves movies. When I was growing up, my dad would take us to the movies every weekend. So I've seen a lot of movies. I'm pretty sure I saw Cable Guy in theaters. I think I saw The Cell in theaters.
No, oh, Jesus. We watched The Mask.
We love the Jackson 10.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. That's where I saw the Pokemon movie. They let me stay home from school that day.
Well, your parents loved you.
The only two other things on my list are three. One, we watched the Broad City finale.
Cool.
Because we've been watching it all the way through, and I didn't remember if I liked the finale or not, but I cried. It was so good.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Broad City, I know everyone says it's like good and everyone has this, you know, it is so good. And it really like took me back to leaving San Francisco and saying goodbye to you. And it was just very like, it felt very, I don't know. They turned the show into this, this common feeling of like, of moving into your next moment. And it was, I think it resonated even more with me now on the second viewing of the entire series. So if you are looking for another show to binge or a new show to binge.
I don't mean to spoil it, but yeah, I sob at that last shot every time when it's just showing like different pairs of friendships.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're all just being dumb and living in their own world and like talking.
I thought it was so great.
And just like talking about the dumbest things that are like whatever's going on in their worlds. Yeah, that final shot I think is so good.
I think it's like a show that honors friendship soulmates so perfectly. And yeah, I couldn't recommend the show enough. I know it's like a show that's like people already know about it. So like why even recommend it? But like if you haven't for any reason not watched it, watch it. And then the other thing I was going to say, okay, well, two things, and I know you're not going to be into you're not going to be three things, and I know you're not going to be into any of the
you
three.
You give them rapid fire, and I'll pick one.
Okay. Kim Petras Slut Pop.
I listened to it.
It's a complicated situation. I know everyone has their own thoughts about Dr. Luke being involved and wanting to support a trans pop star and the music being fun and silly and, you know, camp, and but like also not wanting to I guess my question is, I think we like encounter this every time Kim Petras releases something, but every time somebody who has a complicated relationship with celebrity has a project, it's like how do you support somebody who might be involved in a problematic type of release. Just if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think we've exhausted the topic, but I'd like to know what y'all think. Have you listened to Slut Pop? Do you like it? And do you have any thoughts on like wanting to support an artist like that, but not wanting to support the collaborators? The other two topics. You will also hate. Trisha Paytas announced she's pregnant this morning.
Who is that?
Okay. And then Kanye West.
Okay, I'll talk about Kanye. You can bait me there. What about him? What about him?
Where do you draw the line of allowing adults to do whatever they want? It's their life. But, like, where does somebody step in and be like, babe? Who, like, if you didn't see yesterday during the Super Bowl, Kanye West going on a tirade, having what appears to be, and I'm not diagnosing in any capacity or, you know, assessing any more than what I've seen people, how people talk about it, what appears to be some type of manic episode, calling out celebrities and just like very 14-year-old AOL instant messenger passive aggressive away message every 5 minutes on social media. And it's like, okay, clearly he has a release coming. This is what happens. But like, it's been since the Taylor Swift of it all incident with him. How many years have we had to endure this type of like childish behavior, and how many years are we still gonna like?
I was gonna say, I don't think I really do. I have his name muted on Twitter, but it's really spilled over onto Instagram over the weekend, which is how I like caught wind of it. But I don't even follow him on Instagram either. It was like Billboard and some of the music.
I follow him nowhere.
Right, some of the music blogs and stuff that I follow are posting about it. And it's just, I don't know, it makes me sad because, like I said, I don't know the diagnosis either. I only know from things that people have said in the media and that sort of thing. But I don't know. It was weird. I definitely went to his Instagram to look, and it's like I feel like there's so many fans that just like feed into it. And there's just people who like feed into the drama of it all. And I'm like, well. Yeah.
I worry for his kids. To like it to be caught, like, as somebody who understands the feeling of parents fighting in a divorce, that sucks. Imagine that on the biggest scale of all time. That is traumatizing. And so I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Kanye. I think he's a pretty like garbage person left and right. But for his kids' sake, like, somebody needs to step in and, like, regulate the parenting happening in that situation. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a bit triggering.
I mean, I agree. I mean, that's a good point, because it's like their kids are older than I was when parents went through a divorce. So they obviously are going to have more memories as is. But then to do it on, like, a completely global scale where everybody knows... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't sound fun.
Doesn't sound fun. And like you want to support you want to support people to speak their minds and to be free, but like it's like, girl, airing your laundry on social media, it doesn't matter who you are or like what situation you might be in, like it's still nothing excuses like the messiness. It's like a mess. But
there was still even on top of like all the stuff he was saying about Pete Davidson and that sort of thing, then there was also like a post that was like, dear God, bring my family back together.
Right. So like it is a real situation.
I'm like, log out.
Yeah. But also, doesn't he have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Which
does
I saw
he?
This woman named Julia. Julia? It's just Julia. Julia Fox, I think. They're allegedly dating, allegedly they broke up yesterday, and she deleted all the pictures of them together. Imagine you see your boyfriend posting, begging his ex-wife to come back. It's like, oh my God, what a girl. Everybody... No.
Yeah, listen, it was a big week for Kanye. They were arguing about him on Real Housewives of Miami as well.
What? Why?
Apparently, one of the cast members used to be friends with Kim and Kanye, but is no longer. And one of the other girls, who I don't believe for a second, was trying to say that she was at like South by Southwest or something, or I don't know, a party in Miami. And she walked into the men's room and saw him peeing at a urinal and then was telling everyone about his penis. And it just sounded like such a desperate reach for attention.
People love to be associated with those who they think
will imagine that
status or power.
And imagine that being your like story now. And she just wouldn't shut up, but she just kept going around telling everyone that she saw Kanye peeing and she saw his penis and she knows how big his penis is and Kanye's penis. I was like, ma'am, you need to shut up.
Well, that's all the things that I have. Are we gonna touch on Drag Race real quick?
I'll give you 3 to 4 minutes. What's there to say?
34 minutes.
What's there to say?
Listen,
I was here for the challenge. I like a conventional materials challenge.
Absolutely. The judging on Drag Race.
Oh, honey, you say this every time.
I saw a tweet that I really thought resonated with me and reminded me of. So I'm like, I'm just going to like read you the tweet so that we can all be on the same page.
Oh, honey, we're on it.
What we are experiencing
just
here.
Just tell me how you actually feel and don't tell me that you think the show's overproduced and that you don't believe the judging.
The tweet is from Joel Kim Booster. The tweet is, the sooner people understand that the judging on Drag Race isn't some objective examination of talent and more of a series of psychological experiments they're conducting on the safe queens, the sooner you'll all be able to enjoy the show.
I'm enjoying it. I don't
know. No, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I'm saying I have been allowing the judging and the overproducing and the pulling out of storyline to affect... I've been allowing that to affect like my perception of the judging of the show. The judging is irrelevant. They're going to have the final three that they want to have. They're going to have, you know, I think the tweet is like really right in that everyone else is just a pawn for storyline. And they've, I guess, said yes to it. We've all said yes to it for
20 seasons. I don't believe that fully in the way that you and he might, but
I'm not saying like anything is set in stone, but like some people are strictly there to fulfill a storyline plot. You don't think that?
No, I don't. I think I don't, and I won't.
Wow, she has hope still left in the world.
Yeah, no, I mean. I certainly.
So you are coming on this podcast saying you believe every contestant is cast with the thought that this could possibly be America's Next Drag Superstar.
No, not at the rate that they're churning this out. There are certainly people there that I think walk in and they're never going to win on the first try.
So then why are they there?
Because they need 14 drag queens to show up.
Okay. Well, then.
Yeah, I mean, did I think Maddie Morphosis was ever going to win? No, sure didn't. Did I still enjoy some of her moments? Sure, sure did.
I loved Maddie Morphosis. I thought she was charming and kind and did her best and never stooped to, even in the Untucked of it all, I still think she came out looking better.
Oh,
than Jasmine.
I didn't.
All she said was, "I'm going to do my best and I'm going to show what I do."
She said, "I'm not going home tonight." How is that not a direct attack on the other person? I mean, I felt like she tried to spin it, and everyone else was going to like be like, "Bitch," and get them all riled up to like egg on the fight.
What do you want a drag queen to say in that situation? I might be going home.
But like,
oh, and Georgia's being like, it was so nice to meet you.
Before she even left. But no,
not that.
I don't think Jasmine looked bad either because there was no way she was losing that.
I don't think Jasmine looked bad. I'm just saying I don't think Maddie Morpheus ever had a moment where she was like unlikable. I think she came out of it especially... Yeah. She believed in her art.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to lie, I would like to see more of her concepts, because I think she had more concepts that she was delivering on the show than some of the other drag queens.
Absolutely.
Which is, it is what it is, and it's whatever. But like,
yeah, she liked to create more of a story than just a look, which I always appreciate. And I think Willow's really good at that too, is like creating a concept behind a look and not just like, I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah.
There certainly are some very pretty girls.
Like, it's been another week of Deja Sky and me wondering, Deja, why?
She was in the bottom. What else did you want?
Was she in the bottom?
Yes, I thought the judging was pretty accurate. I mean, I don't know. Some of the safe queens I thought were better than some of the top queens. But
yeah, the safe queens, I was like, these could be in the top.
Yeah, I loved Bosco's look. I loved Daya's look. I loved Willow's look, but I understood it wasn't like as finished and polished as it could have been.
Daya, girl, get a diary. Like, or like,
you know how I feel. I said it last week. I'm just never there for the like it of it all. But I mean, I thought it was a very good context to even have the like the cuts to the other confessionals of the other queens being like, so what is the difference between you and Crystal Method?
I mean, that must suck. I look at
Absolutely.
It as like she understands she only has so many weeks to show the world who she is, and with production and judges explicitly saying, we don't see a difference between you and your drag sister that we've all already fallen in love with, who has made it further than you're probably going to get. Imagine that's kind of like the vibe they're giving her. Imagine how like manic you would be to make yourself feel seen or be seen. And it almost feels like they are leaning into allowing her to spiral on that feeling even after, like, they know her plot line is that she's safe and she'll never be told why she's not winning.
I mean,
that's her plot line.
Yeah.
And now they're like really leaning into it. That would suck.
Absolutely. I don't know. I don't know. I can always, of course, say what I would do in those situations, but I guess you would never actually know unless you were there. But I don't know. I liked the episode more than the last couple of weeks. Like I said, I liked the challenge a lot more. I was into that more than the like back-to-back weird kind of acting challenges they had done previously.
I love an unconventional
look like, challenge.
Creation challenge. Yeah. Yes. It pulls out people with taste. If you have taste, you can make it work. And I definitely saw like some queens have money and can bring looks, but do not have taste.
Did you think Georgia should have won?
No, but they wanted the redemption plot. But I think they should have just like let her be in the top, and that was redemption enough. Like there was no point in her. She didn't have to win to achieve the redemption that they were really pushing in the storyline.
Right. And it's funny because I loved all three of the like. Top three's looks, but it's funny because I thought I loved a lot of the safe queens looks more, but
yeah. And I have to agree with Diabetti, where when you are doing an unconventional create your look in the show experience and you look around and you see people hot gluing shit to a leotard, and then you've like actually sewn and crafted a completed look with like a concept, and that would be frustrating.
Absolutely. But it's funny because like, while I do see a little bit of what she was saying about Georges, I think it's interesting because it's like, I completely agree with what the judges were saying about Georges. So, like the way she styled it and the way she thought about where she actually placed things, like the way she placed the cookie cutters on hers versus the way Jasmine did, it was just 1,000 times better. And you could see there was like thought and taste there. So I don't know if I would have thought she won, but I was happy to see Georges on top. I'm just...
Yeah, I thought it was fine. And if anybody sold it on the runway, Georges fucking sold it. So I really do think Georges is going to be in the finals.
Who do you think is going to be the top four? It's so hard now. Willow
Pill, Georges, as the like, she was born to do drag. She was raised on RuPaul. They're really doing that angle right now with her. Like, that's her storyline. Yeah. And they're like, who else? Injuria.
Absolutely, yeah.
For sure. And Bosco?
I'd be okay with that. You're probably, that's.
Or Diabetti, which is like, I guess, but like she is bringing the drama and it is a reality show. So like, why not?
Yeah. No, that's fair. I mean, how many, there's only like eight or nine.
She definitely has something to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. To be completely honest, I am loving it.
Yeah.
And I have been nothing short of entertained. I also have to say Jimbo.
On UK, you're living.
We do not deserve.
Are you living?
The level that Jimbo is giving us of performance, of meta performance within drag and Drag Race, and it's basically like a audition to RuPaul right in front of her face to host something.
Afraid to reference or not reference?
Yeah, I love every second of it. If she ever goes home before she needs to, I will be upset.
Well, they'll vote her ass out. Oh wait, no, it's not voting. Wait, is it voting? It's voting.
if she's ever in the bottom, people would be very smart to get rid of her, and it's gonna be upsetting.
Yep. Well.
So that's all.
Cool. Great. Awesome.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Hell no.
Damn. Well, we covered a lot today, and it was we've been kind of going over every week, but like it's hard not to talk about drag.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's complaining.
Okay.
I don't think our iTunes rating has dropped.
Can we do a check on that? Can you check up on it? Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me submitting pictures of my shit for hopes of $10,000.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you, babe? Where?
You can.
What about you, hon?
You can find me.
Where? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitch. I'm on all. That's all. We got some fun streams planned, and you're going to love it.
All right.
All right.
Love you later. Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.